The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One of the greatest honors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided to His Prophet, and there are many amazing sifat and attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to His Prophet. But one of the greatest honors that He gives him is by giving him the title Habibullah, yeah, the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah could have given this title to anyone. You know, but the fact that He saved it for His final messenger is something that I think is very significant. Not only do we recite this title in the ziyarats that we have, but we have many traditions that highlight this. One in particular that I'll quote is from our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. He says, reported to have said, "Udkhiltu al-jannah, I was made to enter paradise. Fara'aytu ala babiha maktuban bi-zahab, and I saw written upon the gates of paradise in gold, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Habibullah. That it was written that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the most beloved of Allah." And then hadith continues, Aliyun waliyullah, Fatima amatullah, Al-Hasanu wal-Husayn safwatullah, ala mubghidihim la'natullah. And similarly, we find many traditions in our repository that when Jibreel would descend upon the earth, he would address the Prophet with this title. So for example, we have a tradition that when Ali alayhi salam was born, again from the Prophet, he says that Jibreel descended. Fi waqti wiladati Aliyin alayhi salam, faqala lahu ya habiballah. That's how Jibreel used to address the Prophet. That, oh, the most beloved of Allah, Allah yukri'uka salam. That Allah gives you His salams. And then he gives him the glad tidings of the birth of Ali and how Ali would be his brother. But it's this notion that he is, this concept that he is Habibullah is what I want to focus on for today. You know, the title of Habibullah means the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely significant to demonstrate the amazing position, really the highest position any human being can earn with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This goes back to the concept of hub, the concept of love that we've actually spent a few lectures talking about in the years past. But just to give you a quick summary of love, you know, love in Islam is considered to be the epicenter from which our faith blossoms. Yeah? Without love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our faith remains stagnant or it doesn't blossom as wildly or as beautifully as it could. You know, when you look at Surah Al-Waqi'ah, there are two people who are blessed in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, isn't it? The Muqarrabun and the Ashabul Yameen, right? The Muqarrabun are those who are brought closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that most of them were from the past nations and just a few from the coming nations. That just shows the faith of the early Muslims, where Allah honors them with being the Muqarribun. And Ashabul Yameen, Fasalamun laka ya Ashabul Yameen. Yeah, like there's salams upon the people of the right hand. That means there's nothing wrong with being the people of the right hand. But there's a great difference between those who have been brought close to God and those who are the people of the right hand. And when you look at the tafasir and what our scholars say, the greatest difference is that the people who are of the right hand worshipped God because they had faith in God. They believed in Him. They were ready to submit to Him, and they submitted to Him. But the Muqarrabun, those who are closest to Allah, they loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? That's the difference. Yeah, where, you know, when I can wake up to pray Fajr because I believe in God, and I'm waking up to pray because God has asked me to pray. That's remarkable in its own. But then there is, I love to wake up for Fajr because it brings me closer to God. That's a different form of ibadat altogether. Yeah. And so love is that ingredient in our faith that allows us to blossom. And the main reason why is that love is the response of love, or the effect of love, is selflessness. Yeah, we become selfless. When I love something, I will sacrifice nearly everything I have to make sure that my beloved is happy, isn't it? I think all of us do that. If we love going to the gym, we'll sacrifice our sleep. Yeah, if I love sleep, I'll sacrifice my classes and I'll sleep. Yeah, if I love something, I will always prioritize that which I love. And so love produces selflessness. And the more love we have for God, the more selfless we become. And in the concept of love, there is a reciprocation back from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? This is a summary of what we've talked about before. But the more I love God, the more God will love me back. Yeah? And this is why God's love then has different levels, right? There is the general love of God, which every human being enjoys. That's why God provides. That's why God nourishes. It doesn't matter to God if you're a sinner, believer, kafir. Doesn't matter. He still loves His creation, and so He provides. And then there is a more specific love. Yeah, and that's for people who reciprocate God's love back to Him. But then there is a perfect love. A perfect love given to those who perfectly are selfless for Allah. And that is when a person reaches that title where God now addresses them as my beloved. Yeah? God calls them Habibullah. Right? And so when we look at the concept of love, it's really something that's a remarkable concept. And this is something that, you know, like before I fully understood the concept of love, you know, I wasn't able to answer this question. I've had many conversations with Christian friends, and they would always say that, look at the titles of the other prophets of God, Ruhullah, Kalimatullah, all of these beautiful titles. And you could never, I could never, yeah, it was my ignorance, I could never argue back to say why the love is the most supreme title. But then when we understand the concept of love, yeah, and when it becomes clear, you understand why this title was reserved for none other than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. And so this is a title that really describes for us and for anyone who pays attention to the concepts within the Islamic framework of why the Prophet was the greatest creation of God. There are many things God has said. But the fact that he addresses him as the beloved is in itself the most clear indication that there has never been another human being like the Prophet. That he was able to earn the complete love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its most perfect form.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareemun Azim Alimun Halim Hakimun Mateen Ghafur Shakurun Wadud Qayyum وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه